It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac Qui Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac Qui Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And we say good morning to you, Josh Benega, Lac Qui Parle Veteran Service Officer. How you doing, Josh?
I'm doing pretty good. Still trying to recoup from yesterday.
Hey, you're all tuckered out. You're down watching some bull riding or something.
I took my four-year-old nephew to professional bull riding. We got free tickets through the Wounded Warrior Project, and that was it was a good event. And
down in Sioux Falls?
Yep, down in Sioux Falls at the Denny Sanford Premier Center there, and had a good time, and I know not to give him cotton candy and Mountain Dew again.
Got him a little zipped up.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's good for you.
Your learning experience.
Yeah, there you go.
So, 4-year-old and Mountain Dew and cotton candy don't mix.
Couple days, you'll be good as new again.
I hope so.
Well, let's salute a vet today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Corporal Roman Bernard Spores. He was born on December 13th, 1928, in Milbank, passed away March 25th, 2011. He was a Catholic priest. He served parishes throughout northern Minnesota in Duluth, Ely, Split Rock, Sturgeon Lake, Brainerd, and Emily, and retired in 2008. But prior to that, he entered active duty February 22nd, 1951, in Minneapolis in the United States Army, and was honorably discharged a year and 9 months later on November 26th, 1952, at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was with the 317th Army Band, spent 9 months overseas in Korea during the Korean conflict, and he earned the Korean Service Medal with one Bronze Campaign Star, United Nations Service Medal, and one Overseas Service Bar. So we thank you, Father Spores, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right, and hats off to all the veterans.
Absolutely.
Out there. Like to do that every week. Every day should be Veterans Day.
Every day is Veterans
Day. It is Veterans Day.
VSO office.
That's right. All right. And speaking of the VSO office, you got some news there on a new understanding of PTSD.
Yeah, the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Department of Defense recently released findings of a new study called Prospective Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Symptom Trajectories in Active Duty and Separated Military Personnel.
That's a mouthful.
It examines post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms in veterans compared with active duty service members. It's the first known study comparing post-traumatic stress symptom trajectories of current service members with those of veterans, and is a product of a collaborative effort between VA and DOD researchers. They were analyzing data from the Millennium Cohort Study, or MCS. It's the largest prospective health study of military service members. According to VA's National Center for PTSD, the rate among Vietnam veterans was 30.9% for males and 26.9% for females. For Gulf War veterans, PTSD rate was 12.1%. And with the current theaters up, of Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom, veterans had a PTSD rate of 13.8%. So 14 out of 100, or what is it, 7 out of 50?
That's quite a few.
I still know my fractions.
That's good.
Knowing there are similarities in how PTSD affects service members and veterans, it makes it a lot easier to pinpoint which treatments are the best to control a condition. According to a epidemiologist and internist at the VA Puget Sound Healthcare System in Washington, and it's VA's, and Dr. Edward Boyko is a VA's lead researcher for the Millennium Cohort Study. Officials involved in the project said they're hoping the collaboration will improve the understanding of veterans' health needs relative to their experiences in service. The results of this joint VA and DOD study will appear in the Journal of Psychiatric Research's June 2017 issue. It's the first of many joint future publications expected to result from the collaboration between VA and the Millennium Cohort Study. And so if you subscribe to the Journal of Psychiatric Research, look for this article in its June June 2017 issue. You can go to millenniumcohort.org to learn more about the Millennium Cohort Study. VA's National Center for PTSD. Contact my office and the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And how do they get a hold of the Veterans Linkage Line?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office this week, Tuesday through Thursday will be closed. I'll be attending a conference down in Mankato for continuing education, some training credits. So we will be closed Tuesday and Thursday this week. I've mentioned that. I think I mentioned it last week on the radio.
I believe you did.
Yep. It was put in last week's papers, and it'll also be in this week's papers. So sorry for any inconvenience that may cause, but you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. Otherwise, we're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Fridays, in the lower level of the courthouse.
That's right. Getting greener every day.
Yep.
Well, it's got a flag retirement event coming up here, too.
Yes.
Once again, a reminder of that, huh?
Yep. Commander Paul Iverson, commander of Oscar Lee Post 177 in Dawson, they'll be holding a flag retirement ceremony on Tuesday, April 11th at the VFW in Dawson, starting at 7 p.m. For those wanting to meet the state commander, she plans on being at the VFW by 6:30. They'll be having their monthly post meeting afterwards, which... people are welcome to attend, and after the meeting, a lunch will be served. So if you have flags that are no longer serviceable, they're worn, damaged, frayed, soiled, please, we have a flag drop box at the courthouse right outside my office, and we'll be collecting these and be retiring them properly on Tuesday, April 11th. So next Tuesday at 7 p.m. is when the ceremony will take place.
Okay. Then they can also drop them off here at the radio station. We've kind of been a drop place for them, too. If they
yep.
just happen to be going by downtown or something,
yep.
we'll get them over to you.
And we have a huge collection bin in the courthouse.
Right.
And so
plenty of opportunities.
Yep. Plenty of places to properly dispose of flags.
All right. Well, Josh, thank you. We'll let you go rest up from that outing and see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, Lac La Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time right here, for Vets Info on the Air.